Good day for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. The Northfield Police Department continues to take calls, more than a dozen since yesterday, on various phone scams. And Rice County Sheriff Troy Dunn said other area police departments are receiving calls. In a press release, he said that just this morning, a citizen of Morristown received a phone call stating that her grandson had been arrested and she needed to forward money to someone to get him out of jail. Dunn said this is just one of the many scams people are using. They're also saying you owe money from an old credit card, from work done on your residence in the past. You owe the IRS. There's a warrant for your arrest, or many other ideas. These are all fraudulent. Dunn and Police Chief Monty Nelson stressed that you should never give credit card or bank information over the phone. Don't rush down to send cashier's check or a money order without confirming the story. Contact your relative or the business that states you owe them money. Most companies will work with you if you do owe money to set up a payment plan. The phone number being used will most likely not go to the legitimate business. Dunn says don't let your emotions get the best of you and don't let them strong-arm you on the phone to give them your hard-earned money. He says be careful and cautious. Nelson added that if you get a phone call like that, call the police. They can't do anything about it except assure you and verify that it is a scam. Maria has dreamed of this moment for a long time, and yesterday she softly opened the doors of her new restaurant, Kalo, for lunch. The Estrada family was working until 1 in the morning to get things ready. Kalo is at 306 Division Street, where the former High Noon was. A grand opening.
I was thinking a few weeks down the road, because we're still working out our menus. And we have quite a few catering events that we have to take care of.
Maria said they'd been eyeing the location for some time since Bagel Brothers closed, but the kitchen at that time would have taken a lot of investment. Then came the moment 306 opened and she took advantage of it. Kalo is named for famed Mexican artist Frida Kahlo. Her presence is part of the decor, an homage to artistry and never giving up. Her daughter Gabby started a GoFundMe page, opening my parents' dream restaurant, to help her mom and dad, Rafael, open the doors. I have a link to that page from KYMN Radio. Northfield City staff continues discussions on the planning efforts for the Northwest area out past the Northfield Hospital, where the new Benedictine Senior Housing Project is underway. A work session between City Council, Planning Commission, HRA, and EDA, hosted by the Urban Land Institute, will be held this evening from 5 to 7:30 at St. Olaf College in Buntrock Commons. Community Development Director Chris Heineman explains that they're an international professional organization of planners, developers, and engineers that advocate best practices for city development. Tonight, they'll kick it off with Navigating Your Competitive Future.
And with about a half-hour presentation, reviewing the demographics trends, some of the market realities of the both the metro market and how that might impact the Northfield market. So really looking at the market forces that surround development in 2018 here.
After that, it will be a panel discussion with four experts to discuss various sectors of development. It is open to the public, although there will be no public comment. And Randolph FFA advisor and ag instructor Ed Terry is in his 48th year of teaching. He's traveled with hundreds of students, or his kids, as he calls them, all around the country for competitions. In 2014, he was awarded the Dave Frederick Award at the Minnesota State Fair. He's the guy that always says yes. This year, he, along with the late Casper Cap Peterson, were inducted into the Rice County Agriculture Hall of Fame during the fair. While Northfield and Faribault have not offered FFA classes, Terry stepped in and opened up his program in Randolph. There are no funeral notices. News from around the state is next.